Welcome back to Zingerman's Roadhouse. Rob Reinhart's here with me, along with Jimmy Mack.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
I'm Peter Carey, and we're all soaking up some gentle fun here.
And smelling the bacon, too.
Oh, that is torture sometimes.
Old bacon.
If you can't make it over, you can email us at radiofreebacon@gmail.com. But listen, you will not get a chance to sample this bacon. Come on over. Sarah's, she's sizzling away over here in the corner. You can have it crispy. You can have it chewy. Any way you want. We'll take ours free.
We want to thank Sarah. We also want to thank the Roadhouse Revival Band. We're going to be having more from our special guest, Michael Waite, in just a few minutes, along with some prizes that come up during our Afterglow. It's our after-show Afterglow that comes up at 4 o'clock. Don't forget, you can drop an email to us, radiofreebacon@gmail.com. And with that, we want to thank...
Oh, yeah, let's thank our sponsors, the folks who made it all possible, right, Peter? Thanks to Eden Foods,
Sessi Motors, Plum Market, Bank of Ann Arbor,
and, of course, Newski's. Mmm, that's good bacon.
Also, our friends at Cherry Creek Cellars, Orion Automotive, also Ecophysics and Mass Shoes just across the lot from where we are right now. And, of course, you have a special thank you going out to Maggie's Organics, right?
Absolutely. Maggie's Organics, who you will see, have provided us with our Radio Free Bacon designer T-shirts, all organic, and also from VG Kids of Ypsilanti for the T-shirts that they provided with us. Looking hot, and we're going to tell you more about that in just a few minutes coming up here.
We still have lots of show left, so come on over to Zingerman's Roadhouse. Get in on the fun of Radio Free Bacon. Jimmy Mack, it's time for you to welcome a well-known face around here at the Roadhouse.
You ready? Okay. Folks, does everybody know Ari from Zingerman's Roadhouse, Zingerman's Community of Businesses? You better know him. You better know this guy. He is like an icon here in Ann Arbor, and we're proud to have him here. He is definitely, I always say, he's one of the inspirators of Radio Free Bacon. So, Ari, welcome to Radio Free Bacon. We're happy that you can join us. You are holding one of our T-shirts, by the way.
I am.
He helped to design this in the wings. We had so many people with creative ideas. You know, Radio Free Bacon is all about you folks, your ideas. And do you want to say a word about the T-shirt? What inspires you about that?
What inspires me? It looks really good. Ryan Steiner, actually, is who did the design, so we should give Ryan credit because he's really good. But
this shirt looks great on radio, folks. For those of you listening at home, there's a State of Michigan on there and waves just going out. The energy of Radio Free Bacon, and it says, the tagline is, the best tasting show on radio, folks. So
very good, James.
These will be available, by the way, later on. For those of you who come out to the Afterglow, we'll make sure that you get your own take-home version.
They are looking good this year. You can add it to your collection of last year's shirt.
And it's all organic cotton, by the way, fitting with the values of this program.
You can never have too many black T-shirts.
That's right. Coming from this guy here. He always has, this is his
Look,
his
somebody's
brand.
Already wearing one over there.
And that's right. Kelsey Owens in the back there will be one of our, if you like that shirt, just go up and tell Kelsey, and she'll make sure that you get one to take home with you. Okay, folks, Ari is up here for a special reason. He's usually, in addition to being one of the key leaders here at Zingerman's with all the other employees, Ari has been running around pouring water, but he's here to tell us about something special coming up on Tuesday night. And it has a connection. It's Iowa, but it actually has a connection to Michigan, right?
Because it's your birthday?
Not my birthday.
It's not your birthday. I am, because we're doing our first ever Iowa dinner.
Iowa dinner. So yeah. What's the story? Why Iowa here at the Roadhouse? What's the connection?
We do all these special dinners, and I'm actually really, and totally honestly, really more excited about this one than any one that we've done in a really long time. Because it's all what we like to do, which is there's these really great food traditions in a place that nobody would ever think about unless you were from Iowa. Is anybody from Iowa? Nobody today? Okay. No, there are people from Iowa, but there are. We have a lot of them here. But anyway, it's going to be really great. Paul Willis, who's the guy who started the Nyman Ranch Pork Program, which is all the pork that we use, in 1995, is coming all the way here to talk about the state of hog farming in Iowa, and it's really quite interesting if you think that the chickens are somewhat entertaining, but this is actually real livelihood for a lot of people, and this is, you know, going back or maintaining the old ways of raising the hogs instead of putting them in confinement boxes like a lot of the chickens. Now this is actually hogs running in the pasture, and they've actually built it up over the last 14 years to 500 plus family farms. that are making a living like this. So no antibiotics, no problems in the feed. So he's coming.
All natural.
And then it was actually inspired. There's two women who work at the deli. Duff Anderson is from Iowa, and she is very excited and big, passionate Iowa person. And she's actually going to come and read from her great-grandmother's journals, which date to the early 1900s. And then Jacqueline Benner, her family is from Iowa, and they raise beef, Limousin beef, which is the old heirloom variety. And so we're getting beef from her family's farm, and they're going to come and do that. And then Leo Landis, who is a really great historian who used to work at Henry Ford Museum and got lured back to Iowa, but he's actually driving up for the dinner and talk about Iowa history and Iowa food traditions. And there's just some really fascinating stuff. And the more we work on it, the more excited I get.
Right. And Chef Alex will have a special
menu, Alex is going to cook. Right. We're going to, if you haven't, has anybody been to one of these dinners that's here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You've been to the Wisconsin one, right, Laura? Yes. They're from Wisconsin. So, we do. It's about five courses full of food, and there's going to be all sorts of stuff. Obviously, a lot of pork from Paul Willis's farm and the beef from Jacqueline's family's farm. Maytag blue cheese, which is from Newton, Iowa, and has been around a long time and is owned by the Maytag family, and that's Fritz Maytag from Ankerstein Brewing, if anybody likes that beer. And we're going to do all sorts of, like, potato salad from the Amana community, rhubarb pie, apple pie milkshakes, all sorts of good stuff.
Jimmy Mack?
Yeah.
Jimmy?
Who's that? Oh, yeah, Terry.
Two Iowa facts from the band.
Oh, yeah.
That first song we played was by one of Iowa's greatest sons, Greg Brown.
Greg Brown.
He's like, he's like Walt Whitman, man.
Yeah.
He's a deep cat.
Yeah.
With a voice like thunder.
Yeah.
Right?
And you got Bo Ramsey and Pieta Brown, too, so.
Yep. Yep. And the Roadhouse Revival Band has recorded two records in the middle of a cornfield south of Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Wow.
We would literally drive down the street, buy corn on the side of the road, come back and cook it.
All right.
And record.
Tuesday night, man. You should be here.
Otho, Iowa. Yeah.
We could play Greg Brown songs all night. It'd be great.
I would do that.
Okay. And one rumor, you're not thinking of raising hogs out here at the Roadhouse somewhere out back?
In my backyard.
In your backyard. All right.
Okay. That would make for a lively city council.
We're
going to
get it right out here behind the barbecue pits. Okay. Round of applause for Ari from Zingerman's. Kevin, Christine, Chef Alex, the whole team here at the Roadhouse. Thanks for letting us make this our summertime home.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, time to bring back our special musical guest of the week. How about a warm bacon welcome once again for Michael Waite and the Roadhouse Revival Band.
Woke up in the morning, I pulled the covers over my head. I tried to use the telephone, but my telephone was dead. I looked outside the window and saw the snow was piling high. I bid good morning to my pink catfish, but my pink catfish had died. I said, this cannot be happening. I've been such a nice guy. So I called on my old grandma, and this was her reply. She said, we all know what to do. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We gotta spread the love around. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We gotta spread the love around. Beside a river, I saw a spirit come bubbling up. He tried to tell me I was wrong and that I should not look up. I said, I understand you, man. Said the same thing many times. But the only place it ever led me was wallowing in slime. You too can give up your grief. Your life can be peaceful. You may have to lose your pride, but at least you'll feel alive. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We gotta spread the love around. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We gotta spread the love around.
shadow of death. I'll be walking on down that road. And his bride and his staff are gonna comfort me, like a father and a mother gonna comfort me, like a whole world of brothers gonna comfort me, though I walk on down alone. For I've seen it on earth how he makes me to lie in the pastures of plenty with the clear blue sky. Birds and bumblebees bumbling by are singing this song to me. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We gotta spread the love around. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We all know what to do. We gotta spread the love around. We all know what to do. We all know what to do.
Everybody, live on Radio Free Bacon. We all know what to do. You got to spread the love around. Thanks, Michael. Great to have you with us here today. That's our theme for the day, folks, on Radio Free Bacon. We all know what to do, and we've asked people to jot down three things that they feel are suggestions that can get things rolling around here, whether it be nationally, on a global scale, on a regional scale, right here in your own backyard. Here's one. Somebody said, locally, you got to encourage new and diversified industries and commercial enterprises. Regionally, you got to regulate and ensure the quality, quantity, and supply of our Great Lakes water for future posterity. And nationally, regain our standing and prestige in the world by setting an example of peace, cooperation, and diplomacy.
I like that.
Somebody
one.
Did their homework there.
You do not take those suggestions lightly. Those are excellent.
Here's Cindy's here, and she says, provide a summer lunch program for children in need. Develop better carpooling options to reduce pollution and conserve energy.
Here's one that says, volunteer for a nonprofit, eat local food, and park your car.
Along those lines, improve public mass transit, diversify energy resources and consumption, encourage local living lifestyle.
Yeah. Now here's another one that says the three things that you know need to be done. They say, hey, why not live it in the words of the Ann Arbor Recycle Center, reduce, reuse, and recycle.
Here's one. This is a little bit controversial for RFB. This one says, support the arts, allow hens in Ann Arbor, and save the pigs, quit bacon.
What
would we call the show anyways? Radio Free Vegan? I mean,
it's metaphorical bacon.
I know. This is the show. It's metaphorical, right?
Artist formerly known as bacon, you know? We'd just be a symbol up there. It would have a little slice. Rachel put this one down on her suggestion note. The three things you know need to be done. Listen, love, and grow. Ooh. Good job, Rach. Thanks.
I like that.
So we're sitting out on the patio, soaking up some great Sunday afternoon vibes here on Radio Free Bacon. We got Michael Waite with us. Michael, how are you today, my friend?
I'm having a great time. This is
It's awesome that you could join us here today. Now, share a little bit with our Bacon audience about where you're residing these days. You guys have a little hideaway, don't you?
We do, up in Marquette County in the woods. Lots of trees, bugs, streams. If you like bugs, it's a great place. Cause sounds like a joke, but I mean, I do like bugs. So.
I was talking to your wife and kids yesterday, and we were talking about going out and catching frogs and snakes and just nature all around. Good way to just hang out and have fun. And we're really glad that you could come here and share your music with us today. Terry Farmer, thanks for inviting Michael.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. And you've been doing some traveling, too. We heard that you were on a little road trip down to Kentucky, right?
Yeah, well, went down there to visit my sister and check out the Ohio River and stuff like that.
Right. Well, we're glad that you brought some of the northern Michigan spirit down here to the Lower Peninsula. And
have you always been up there?
Most of my life. I mean, I lived a handful of places, Ann Arbor among them, for about a month. I guess I lived here. So
I would think that you write a very different type of song living deep in the woods than you would write on the streets of Ann Arbor, say.
Well, I guess. Although it's one of those things, you can't take the woods out of the Youper or whatever. You can take the Youper out of the woods. You know.
You can never take the frogs out of your pocket. They're jumping out right there.
Any other burning questions for Michael here before we hear from the band again? Anyone else got a Northern Michigan question?
I was just going to remind people also about the T-shirts.
Absolutely.
We Kelsey, look at right next to Peter. We have, you know, for the people who are at home and you can't see this, and that's sad. You still race over. You still have time to come over and take a look at the brand new Radio Free Bacon T-shirts for the summer schedule 08. We have them in two colors.
Yes, we do. We got them in black and beige, and they're looking good, and they're going to look even better on you. Our friends from Eden Foods are also here today. We've got some goodie bags to take home, and then coming up after 4 o'clock when we have our after show afterglow, they're going to be giving away a really nice basket to take home from our friends at Eden Food. And with that, I think we should kick it back to the Roadhouse Revival Band once again with our special musical guest, Mr. Michael Waite. Radio Free Bacon.
From the streets of your own town, they'll ride you out on a rail. They'll sweep at your knees on your own ground, then they'll ride you out on a rail.
What?
They'll come get you, they'll come find you, and ride you out on a rail. Whoa, out on a rail. If you give up your gifts and your mojo, they'll ride you out on a rail. Shadowy figures are in control, yo.
from Zingerman's Roadhouse. This is Radio Free Bacon. Terry, that was perfect, man, because one of our suggestions today for things we know we need to do is improve local rail systems, and we could use it. We've got some great suggestions here. You guys deserve to give yourself a round of applause for all these great answers today. You have been fabulous. Right. We're going to share some more with you. Laura says we need to prioritize sustainable living and agriculture. She says ban those GMOs and stop making stupid wars. Here's another one. Johnny says eat local foods, drink local wine, buy local products. There you go.
All right. Here's one. We need to help out all the people who are homeless. Stop the genocide going on in Africa and find alternative fuel sources. This is from John right here in Ann Arbor.
Nora says, three things you know you have to do. Spread the love around. Bring bacon to the crowds. We like that. She's talking about Radio Free Bacon, and that's why we're here. And also, city chickens abound.
All right. Get the troops out of the Middle East, get gas prices under control, and use state taxes to improve our roads.
Here's one. Make more play structures out of recycled materials.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I think every waste receptacle everywhere should have a sign on it that says, can it be recycled? Before somebody pitches it in there, you got to think about it, man. We got to get conscious of our choices here.
You got more, Peter.
Here's one. Make Ann Arbor the most bicycle-friendly town in the entire Midwest.
That's a good vision.
Anybody here run the Dexter Ann Arbor run today? Did we have any participants?
I think one of the last ones coming in off Huron River Drive looking for something cold to drink here at the Roadhouse.
That's it.
Here they come.
Listen, before we get out of here, we do want to thank Jim Gibbons, who does a terrific job. He's over there in the purple shirt, keeps us on the air, keeps us happening, keeps the sound flowing. Thank you. Terry, I think you should introduce the band, don't you think?
Of course.
Please do.
Members of the Roadhouse Revival Band, on the bass guitar from Midland, Michigan, Mr. Rob Crozier. Sitting in today with us, on the tabla and percussion, Mr. John Churchville. To my left on the guitar, longtime homeboy, Mr. Michael Buhajer, who, by the way, lives in Livonia, Michigan, which allows chickens in their yards. And he is building a chicken coop right now. He's going to bring in some Japanese chickens. I've commissioned him one for the farmer family.
They're little.
If Livonia can do it, now come on. To my right, on the piano and organ, we've spent a lot of times in the cornfields of Iowa, Mr. David Prample. And I'd like to thank our guest coming down from the UP, Mr. Michael Waite, one more time.
Thank you.
As you know, we're all about sustainable music here on Radio Free Bacon, and you guys are fabulous. We wouldn't be here without the Roadhouse Revival Band, and we are thankful that you guys got it all back together again after going your separate ways for a while. So big thanks for you guys. Thanks to everybody here on the patio for sharing it with us today, and we want you to go home with a special memory today in the form of one of our Radio Free Bacon T-shirts. We're excited about them today because they're brand new. They're hot off the presses, and you mentioned there are all organic cotton.
They are all organic. We're not only into sustainable music, we're into sustainable merchandising with the show. So if you want to go home with a Radio Free Bacon T-shirt, Kelsey has one on right up here. Come on and check in with us after the show. We'll take care of you. They're from Maggie's Organics. They're locally based right here in the Ann Arbor area, Ypsilanti. And cotton, all organic cotton. Cotton is one of the crops that uses a lot of pesticides and fertilizers and things to grow it. But these are all clean and good for your body, right? So come on up. Two colors for you. We got Upper and Lower Peninsula Michigan on there with an emitting tower and our Radio Free Bacon icon on the front as well.
And, of course, we wouldn't be Radio Free Bacon without some very special sponsors, and we want to thank them once again.
We do. Eden Foods, founded right here in Ann Arbor and providing pure food since 1968.
Don't forget to take home one of your Eden Foods gift baskets today. Sesi Motors, four brands, two locations, one name. Sesi Motors, providing the wheels to bring home the bacon.
And we've got Plum Market right here in Ann Arbor now, offering our guests the very best selection of natural, organic, local, and specialty items in a full-service shopping experience.
Bank of Ann Arbor helps the show go on by helping Radio Free Bacon serve up slabs of fun. Bank of Ann Arbor, how could we help you?
Cherry Creek Cellars, made in Michigan, premium quality handcrafted award-winning wines. What goes well with Radio Free Bacon?
Cherry Creek. We'll ask him. Is it a red? Is it a white? We'll be finding out after that. Also, Orion Automotive, loving Ann Arbor's car since 1994. And, of course, Newski's award-winning Applewood smoked meats, family-owned since 1933. Mmm, that's good bacon.
Ooh, yeah. All right, folks, thanks for joining us out here live at the Zingerman's Roadhouse in Ann Arbor. Join us next week right here live on 107.1, Ann Arbor's 107.1. And we'd like to thank again our musical guest, Michael Waite. Thanks for being a part of this thing that we call Radio Free Bacon, this experience, this seamless customer experience. Tell your friends, colleagues, and family, and check us out online, radiofreebaconaltogether.com.
So there you have it. Another Radio Free Bacon program, folded, fried, flipped, and served up in 60 minutes or less. Hey, big thanks to the Ann Arbor community for providing people places to think so cool we just had to do a radio show about you. Thanks to our studio audience and Zingerman's Roadhouse for being so accommodating today. Thanks to Judy McGovern from the Ann Arbor News, Ari and Kevin from Zingerman's Roadhouse, and of course our great friends at Maggie's Organics and VG's Kids for our lovely new t-shirt. And of course a big thank you to this week's special musical guest, Michael Waite! Don't forget to join us next Sunday for more exceptional bacon flavor coming to you live from Zingerman's Roadhouse. You can always listen live on WQKL, Ann Arbor's own 107.1 FM. Until then, my friends, remember, Radio Free Bacon.